Later today, the United Nations starts an historic two-day General Assembly, where for only the second time ever, a health issue is the focus. The first many years ago was on HIV/AIDS, and this one is on non-communicable diseases, the huge burden of conditions like heart disease, stroke and diabetes, and their causes such as obesity and smoking. A couple of weeks ago on the Health Report, Professor Boyd Swinburne complained that Australia was party with the United States and Canada to watering down the draft resolution being put forward to the Assembly. As it turns out, one of the key paragraphs on food policy has emerged unscathed so far. But I still put the issue to the Minister for Health and Ageing, Nicola Roxon.
Look, I think there was always some confusion with the assessment that Mr. Swinburne was making. Our government's never been trying to do anything other than make sure there are strong recommendations in this international agreement. Obviously, the difficulty around obesity is there are products where moderation is fine, but certain amounts are not. You get into arguments about how much sugar and how much salt. So the regulation is always very fraught, but we do need to look at levels of sodium. We do need to look at sugar and fat levels. We do need to encourage industry to take some of these steps themselves. But I think there's still a big message on tobacco.
And given the screaming you're hearing from the tobacco industry or plain packaging, presumably they're worried it's going to spread to other countries.
Well, no doubt they are, and we're happy to share our experience and advice.
Let's change the subject. When the National Health and Hospital Reform Commission came out with this report, they said one of the key things that's going to facilitate reform in healthcare is the electronic health record. Not something we talk about very often on the Health Report, but you made an announcement recently about the electronic health record. Just tell us where we're at with that.
Well, where we're now at is that we've got all of the contracts signed for the building blocks so that by the 1st of July next year, any Australian who wants an electronic health record will be able to sign on to have one. That's a big change. There's a lot of detailed work to make sure all of the different parts of the system can talk with each other, that every person is safely and properly identified, that every healthcare professional is safely and properly identified.
What's it actually going to be?
The main thing that people will be able to do to start with is to have a summary of important health information available on the internet with their particular password, only available to anyone that they give permission to, which will say what your current medications are, any particularly major events that it will be important for a health care professional to know, maybe allergies. These are the sorts of things that are difficult if you've got a chronic disease or if you're elderly. People forget. Then we have medication errors. You'll go to your GP and your GP will set that up with you. You'll be able to agree with your doctor what are the major events. If you need to go and see a specialist, you'll be able to have an electronic referral from your GP to the specialist. But people need to remember that very detailed records that doctors keep will not. They will still be kept in the doctor's practice.
And when will that connect with electronic prescribing?
Well, our aim is for as many of the components to connect on the 1st of July. We've actually got a lot of electronic prescribing occurring at the moment, and the pharmacies are very well set up to be able to do this electronically.
And this whole business of opt-in, opt-out, to explain what we're talking about here, this process is you make the decision as the person you want to have an electronic health record. Whereas when the National Health and Hospital Reform Commission were talking about it, it was really an opt-out system so that you capture more of the community and you really know what's going on in healthcare rather than opt in, which is not going to get as many people.
Well, this is actually about providing better healthcare to an individual patient. I don't believe this is a situation where you should have government dictating from on high that it must be this way. Other countries have failed by being too ambitious about what they do to start with, and we think providing an opt in is the best way to give consumer power that they don't often have in the system.
Minister for Health and Ageing, Nicola Roxon. I'm Norman Swan, and this has been the Health Report. You can hear us three times each week, 8:30 Monday mornings, 12:30 Tuesday mornings, and on ABC News Radio, you can hear us on Saturday mornings at 11:30 Eastern Time. And you can hear us any time you like by downloading a podcast from Radio National's website, abc.net.au/rn/health report. And I strongly recommend you listen to Tonic, or watch, I should say, Tonic on ABC News 24, on ABC Television, next Sunday night at 9:30. We've got a moving documentary which has followed young people with cystic fibrosis for over 15 years. It's an incredible story of four young people. Try and watch that Sunday night at 9:30 on ABC News 24. But don't go anywhere just yet, because there's still some great listening on Radio National.